Welcome back to Never Found, Never Forgotten. I'm your host, Melanie. Today's story is one from my worst nightmares. It's truly something out of a horror movie. A 15-year-old girl is attacked by a stranger and never seen again. This is the story of 15-year-old Pearl Pinson from Vallejo, California. On the morning of Wednesday, May 25th, 2016, Pearl wakes up late and is in a rush to get around for school. She is a student at Jesse M. Bethel High, and she wants to be either a veterinarian or a firefighter after high school. Her family and her friends describe her as always happy and smart and with this feisty personality. And she's especially looking forward to this day to show off some new green streaks she has in her hair. She sets off walking to her bus stop, just like she does every single day. She's a typical 15-year-old girl with her entire future ahead of her, but everything was about to change. Shortly before 7 a.m., a witness reported seeing an armed Hispanic man dragging a girl over a pedestrian overpass that crosses the 780 interstate. The girl's face appeared bloody and she was screaming for help. The witnesses immediately call 911 and also report hearing multiple gunshots. It's truly a disturbing scene. So terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. When police arrive, there is a blood stain on the concrete and Pearl's cell phone is on the overpass, but there is no sign of Pearl. They know that Pearl is in serious trouble. Thanks to the witnesses and their quick actions, police are able to identify Pearl's attacker as 19-year-old Fernando Castro. And while Castro has a minor criminal record, there's nothing there to make police believe he would kidnap anyone. But they are on the lookout for Castro's gold 1997 Saturn sedan. Initial reports from the abduction claim that Pearl knew Castro or that they may have been romantically involved. However, investigators have ruled this out conclusively, searching through both Pearl and Castro's phone records, social media accounts. The two never had any contact with one another. The police have found absolutely no evidence that the two of them ever knew each other at all. About 9:30 that same day, about 2.5 hours after Pearl was taken, Castro's car was seen near the San Rafael Bridge in Marin County, California. This is about 25 miles from Vallejo. And the sheriff's office says this gives them a new search area for clues to Pearl's whereabouts. Maybe Castro disposed of evidence over this bridge. Thursday, the next afternoon, Castro was sighted in St. Louis Obispo County. California Highway Patrol and Santa Barbara County Sheriff chased the vehicle into Santa Barbara County, into Solvang, California. This is over 250 miles south of Vallejo, where Pearl was taken from. Police chase Castro into a residential area where he abandons his Saturn. He ran into a home in the Rancho Santa Ynez mobile estate. The person inside the home escaped unharmed. Later, Castro tried to steal a car and began firing at police while attempting to drive away. In a shootout with police, Fernando Castro was killed. With him, many clues to where Pearl is also died with him, unfortunately. Pearl's blood was found in the trunk of the Saturn. Police did say it was not a large amount, certainly not large enough to indicate a serious or life-threatening injury. And a spokeswoman from the Solano County Sheriff's Office said, quote, "The trace blood we found in the car, in the trunk of the car, is consistent with whatever injury she had when she was abducted, but it wasn't a significant enough amount to indicate that it wasn't survivable," end quote. Police search Castro's car, and while they find no evidence of Pearl aside from that blood, they do find a receipt with handwritten directions to Jenner, California. Jenner is about 65 miles from Vallejo, and so this gives them yet another new search location. Volunteers search through hundreds of hours of CCTV footage, and eventually they get lucky and they spot Castro at a gas station in Bodega Bay on Thursday, the day after Pearl was abducted. Bodega Bay is about 10 miles from Jenner, but there is no sign of Pearl on the footage. Police also search Castro's home, and they do say that they found notes related to Pearl's abduction, but they've never released the contents of those notes to the public. On Saturday, May 28th, the FBI headed up a large-scale search for Pearl near Jenner, California. Over 65 officers searched a 25-square-mile area. Unfortunately, nothing was found in that search, and police say that the search is slowed down by the large distance that Castro covered after he abducted Pearl. Police are asking for information on Castro. Little is known about him. They know he had a minor criminal record, but little else. After the abduction, rumors speculated that he was involved in gang-related activity, but there's no evidence to support that speculation. Police are asking the public to provide information on places Castro may have frequented, friends or associates he hung around, and where he may have visited in Jenner. Many people have speculated that Pearl was a victim of sex trafficking, including Pearl's sister, Rose. They believe that she was passed to another person, so that while Castro abducted her, he quickly passed her off to someone else. However, police say there is no evidence to support that and no evidence that anyone other than Castro was involved in the abduction of Pearl. While it's uncertain whether Pearl is alive or dead, police say that the length of time has passed that makes it less likely she will be found alive. However, her family and friends hold out hope. Pearl is described as 5'3" tall, 130 pounds at the time of her disappearance. She had light brown hair dyed green and blue eyes. She had her lower lip pierced. The day of her abduction, she was wearing a black and white zip-up hoodie, a gray sweatshirt, and black pants with sneakers. She was also wearing a Raiders beanie. Pearl was also carrying a backpack that was very distinct. It was black and turquoise with a Joker emblem. Police believe that if they can find the backpack, they will have more clues to where Pearl is located. Anyone with information on the abduction of Pearl Pinson can contact the Solano County Sheriff's Office. Tip line is 707-421-7090. The family also has an email address set up, and that email is helpfindpearlpinson@gmail.com. That's helpfindpearlpinson@gmail.com. That is my episode for today. Again, truly something out of a nightmare, just my worst nightmares. Remember, you can follow me on Facebook, Never Found, Never Forgotten Pod. I hope to see you there. Bye.